There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to the tranquil sanctuary of Listen to Sleep. Together, we embark on a journey where stories morph into tranquil lullabies, and dreams, they begin to glimmer like stars reflected on a still, moonlit lake. It's midsummer here on the mountain, and the temperatures are supposed to be getting up close to 100 this week. I am so grateful to have the cool cabin to work in during the morning, and the shady creek to cool off in the afternoons with the dogs. Joey continues to get more and more comfortable in his new home. These days, he's pretty much just glued to my leg. Just like with Bandit, all I ever have to do if I can't find him is look behind me, and he's usually right there. I made a video of our sunrise walk down to the creek with Joey and Bodie last week, and talked a little bit about dreams and how we can get closer to living out the yearnings of our most authentic selves. If you want to enjoy a relaxing outing with Bodie, Joey, and me, you can find the video on my Instagram or TikTok. Tonight's story takes place in the magical city of Eldoria, where humans live alongside mystical beings, and the Guild of Star Weavers weaves the stars into the night sky. Each one a tale of dreams and hopes. But a night arrives when the stars vanish, leaving an unsettling void. The Star Weavers embark on a quest filled with riddles, trials, and enchanting marvels, guided by ancient wisdom and aided by magical allies. A dark shadow looms, threatening the very essence of their world. Join the Star Weavers in a tale of adventure and courage, where the impossible is every day, and Discover a story that will take you on a journey through a realm where magic and ingenuity dance hand in hand. Before we set off, I'd like to invite you to a special corner of our cozy storytelling haven. Listen to Sleep Plus. Being a part of Listen to Sleep Plus, it's like holding a lantern in the quiet of night, guiding you into the seamless union of storytelling and meditation under a star-speckled sky. Without your support, we wouldn't be able to continue spinning tales and guiding relaxations here on the mountain, keeping this nurturing sanctuary vibrant and flourishing. For less than the price of one cup of coffee a month, you can embark on this uninterrupted, serene journey. It's just $4.99 for access to over 400 bedtime stories and meditations, all without any ads or introductions. For more details, visit listentosleep.com or just follow the link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity just pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. One more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. Guardians of the Night Sky, The Star Weaver's Tale. Once upon a time, in a world where the impossible was every day and the mundane was an illusion, lay a thriving city by the name of Eldoria. Nestled snugly between the whispering woods that hummed with ancient secrets and the murmuring mountains that stood tall with their hoary wisdom, Eldoria was no ordinary city. It was a magical haven where human ingenuity danced hand in hand with the enchanting marvels of magical creatures. In this city, humans lived alongside a myriad of magical beings, creating an eclectic blend of the ordinary and the extraordinary. Quaint cobblestone streets, teeming with the hustle and bustle of the day, lay alongside serene glades where fairies weaved their gentle spells. There was a sense of unity in this diversity, a bond that was unique to Eldoria. The essence of the city was a mesmerizing melody composed of different notes, each with its distinct rhythm, yet all harmonizing together. At the city's heart stood a tower, as majestic as the dawn and as ancient as the starlight. This grand tower that touched the heavens was home to a revered institution known far and wide, the Guild of Star Weavers, an esteemed cadre of venerable wizards. The Star Weavers were custodians of the night sky, architects of its celestial beauty. Every dusk, as the sun bid farewell, painting the sky in hues of pink and orange, the Star Weavers would assemble. They congregated at the tower's peak, their silhouettes outlined against the twilight, donning robes that rustled in the evening breeze like echoes of forgotten whispers. Staffs of ethereal aura were pointed towards the expanding indigo canvas above, each wizard engaged in a sacred, timeless ritual, the starlight ceremony. In the gentle arms of dusk, the wizards began their ritual. Their chants reverberated in the evening stillness, weaving an enchanting harmony with the rhythmic song of the nocturnal creatures. The staffs twinkled with otherworldly light, casting incandescent arcs into the heavens. Magic unfurled from the wizards like ethereal tendrils, seeking the expansive void, and in its wake, stars were born. Each star was a tale spun from the events of the day, a dazzling footnote in the grand story of time. Each twinkle was a secret whispered by the universe, a silent lullaby crooning the world to sleep. Under this ballet of the cosmos, the city of Eldoria would surrender to the night, its dreams entrusted to the silver glow of the starlit sky. But a night arrived when the harmony faltered. As the Star Weavers spun their magic, the stars they birthed flickered uncertainly, their light waning as if shrouded by a mystic shadow. One by one, they dimmed and vanished, leaving in their wake an unsettling void. An icy breeze swept through the city, and the comforting blanket of the starry night was ripped away, leaving a somewhat unnerving darkness in its wake. The wizards watched in disbelief as the stars they had woven into the night sky all disappeared. In the entire history of the Guild of Star Weavers, never had such a phenomenon occurred. The stars were not merely celestial bodies. They were the embodiments of stories, of hopes, of dreams. Their disappearance was more than a mere anomaly. It was a theft of all they represented. With the night sky shrouded in an unaccustomed darkness, the wizards convened, their faces etched with worry. The weight of their responsibility pressed heavily upon them. They were the guardians of the night sky, the custodians of dreams, and they could not afford to fail. Leaving behind the familiar spires and glittering domes of Eldoria, the Star Weavers ventured into the wilderness. Guided by the cryptic wisdom of their ancient scrolls, and the unwavering resolve within their hearts. The journey was not easy. The path to the Draco Mountains was filled with untamed magic and unforeseen challenges. They traveled through dense forests, where plants whispered in ancient tongues, crossed glittering rivers, where water sprites frolicked, and traversed endless meadows where griffins roamed. At each encounter, the Starweavers navigated with respect and caution. They knew that they were traversing a world where every leaf, every stone, every breath of wind was imbued with ancient magic. It was a delicate balance, and they, more than anyone, understood the responsibility that came with each step. Along their journey, they overcame challenges that tested their intellect and courage, always maintaining the harmony between the magic within them and the magic around them. As they climbed higher, the landscape grew harsh and unyielding. But they pressed on, the craggy peaks of the Draco Mountains drawing nearer with each passing day. The Starweavers trekked through snow-laden paths, the icy winds biting at their faces. But the looming silhouette of the mountains spurred them on, a constant reminder of the dragons who dwelled there, and their journey's purpose. Finally, standing in the shadow of the Draco Mountains, the Starweavers called out to the dragons. Their voices echoed, merging with the howling wind. After what seemed like an eternity, the answer came. A roar that shook the mountains, followed by the magnificent sight of dragons taking flight, their scales gleaming against the winter sun. They met the dragons atop the highest peak, amidst swirling clouds and piercing winds. The dragons, with their fiery eyes and majestic wings, regarded the wizards with curiosity and a certain amount of respect. They were beings of ancient wisdom, and they understood why the wizards had undertaken this arduous journey. The Starweavers humbly pleaded for their help, explained their dire situation, the mystery of the vanishing stars, and the profound importance of their mission. The dragons were inclined to help the Starweavers, but first there would need to be a trial of wit and wisdom. They proposed a riddle, a timeless tradition in their culture that always came before extending their aid. The Starweavers gathered, knowing that the answer to this riddle was the key to securing the dragon's support. The air stilled as the dragons presented their riddle, a cryptic enigma wrapped in layers of wisdom. The Starweavers listened, their minds actively unraveling the words, their hearts pounding with anticipation. This was the dragon's riddle. In the heart of the night, I gleam so bright. In the light of the day, I fade away. I dance with stars, but have no feet. I follow you, yet we never meet. What am I? Time seemed to stand still on the mountain peak, the winds holding their breath, the clouds drifting slower as the star weavers pondered the riddle. Finally, a gleam of understanding flashed through the eyes of the star weavers, and the answer was given. It is the moon that gleams so bright in the heart of the night, that fades away in the light of day. It is the moon that dances with the stars, but has no feet, and that follows you, yet you never meet. The dragons, satisfied with their wit and wisdom, agreed to lend their strength to the star weavers. A pact sealed amidst the echoing roars and the triumphant cheers of the wizards. As the sun began its descent, painting the Draco Mountains in hues of gold and crimson, the star weavers, now with newfound hope and allies in the clan of the ancient dragons, prepared for the next leg of their journey. The quest was far from over, and the night sky was still devoid of its stars. However, the star weavers were now one step closer to unraveling the mystery, one step closer to bringing back the stars, the dreams, the hopes they represented. In the shadow of the Draco Mountains, under the watchful eyes of the dragons, the star weavers forged ahead. Their journey, steeped in magic and shrouded in mystery, had taken a promising turn. The star weavers moved forward, their spirits buoyed by their success, their resolve strengthened. The night sky awaited its stars, and they would stop at nothing to ensure their return. With the dragons on their side, the star weavers started the ascent towards the moon. The dragons' wings beat against the wind, creating gusts of cold air that filled the void. As they climbed higher and higher, they could see the vast expanse of their world beneath them, sprinkled with the glow of the cities and the darkness of the forests and oceans. It was a breathtaking view, a reminder of what they were fighting for. But as they journeyed, they realized that they'd also need the fairies' help. The fairies were beings of light, holders of the most ancient, illuminating magic. The star weavers knew that only with the fairies' light magic could they completely solve the mystery of the vanishing stars. And so they directed their course towards the luminescent realm of the fairies. The fairy realm was quite a sight to behold. Lush, iridescent foliage, intertwined with bioluminescent flowers, under an eternal twilight sky, all bathed in a soft, magical glow. The fairies, seeing the wizards and dragons, welcomed them with grace and warmth. they hosted a grand celebration in their honor. The Dance of the Fairies, a mesmerizing spectacle of magic, light, and harmony. It was a dance that echoed the rhythm of the universe, the pulse of the cosmos. The Star Weavers watched, awestruck by the beauty unfolding before their eyes. After the dance, the Star Weavers presented their plight to the fairies. They talked about the missing stars, their journey, and how crucial the fairies' light magic was for their mission. The fairies listened, their bright eyes reflecting the gravity of the situation. They agreed to lend their light magic, but not without a request of their own. The fairies had a sacred artifact, a luminary orb, which had been stolen by mischievous goblins. This orb was the source of their light magic, and its loss had dimmed the glow of the fairy realm. If the Star Weavers could retrieve the luminary orb from the goblins, the fairies would lend their magic to the wizard's cause. Faced with this new challenge, the Star Weavers accepted it without hesitation. Guided by the fairies, they journeyed to the dark, labyrinthine tunnels where the goblins dwell. The entrance was hidden beneath a twisted old tree, its roots gnarled like ancient hands guarding a secret. With the aid of the dragons, they began their ascent. The tunnels were a maze of shadows and echoes, filled with traps and riddles that only the cunning mind of a goblin could devise. The air was thick with the scent of damp earth, and the walls seemed to whisper in a language long forgotten. The dragons, magical beings of wisdom and strength, led the way, their eyes glowing like embers in the dark. They spoke in riddles, challenging the Star Weavers to think and act with the clarity and insight required to navigate the goblin's lair. At one point, they came across a chasm, too wide to jump, and too deep to see the bottom. The only way across was a narrow bridge, guarded by a goblin sentinel who demanded the answer to a riddle before they could pass. What has keys but can't open locks? After a moment of contemplation, one of the Star Weavers replied, "A piano." And the bridge was theirs to cross. Deeper into the tunnels, they encountered more challenges, from illusions that distorted their senses to puzzles that tested their logic. The goblins watched from the shadows, their eyes gleaming with mischief, delighting in the complexity of their labyrinth. Finally, they reached the chamber where the luminary orb was kept. It was a room filled with glittering treasures, but the orb's brilliance outshone them all. Guarded by the Goblin King himself, a creature of both cunning and malice, it was clear that retrieving the orb would not be simple. The Goblin King posed a challenge, a game of wits and strategy, with the luminary orb as the prize. The Star Weavers, guided by the wisdom of the dragons and their own innate intelligence, engaged in a battle of minds with the Goblin King. The game was fierce and intense, a dance of intellect and intuition. The Goblin King was a worthy opponent, his mind as sharp as the jagged rocks of his domain. But the Star Weavers were relentless, their determination fueled by the knowledge that the fate of their world rested in their hands. With a final, decisive move, they outsmarted the Goblin King, winning the game and the luminary orb. The goblins, though defeated, bowed in respect to the Star Weaver's prowess. With the luminary orb in their possession, the Star Weavers and the dragons made their way back through the tunnels, their path now illuminated by the soft glow of the orb. They had faced the darkness and the cunning of the goblins, and they had emerged victorious, one step closer to restoring the balance of their world. With the luminary orb now safely back in the hands of the fairies, the fairy realm glowed brighter than ever. True to their word, the fairies granted their light magic to the Star Weavers. The wizards could feel the ancient, luminous magic seep into their being, a sensation as exhilarating as it was humbling. With the dragon's strength and the fairy's light, the Star Weavers were now ready for the final leg of their journey. They thanked the fairies and promised to restore the stars to the sky. The fairies bade them farewell, their realm twinkling brighter because of the Star Weavers' intuition and courage. With newfound resolve and the magic of the dragons and fairies at their disposal, the Star Weavers once again turned their eyes to the heavens. The moon awaited them, and so did the mystery of the vanishing stars. The final stage of their quest had begun, and they were more ready than ever to face whatever lay ahead. As they alighted on the moon's surface, what they saw began to fill them with a creeping darkness and a sense of dread. There, cloaked in the shadows, stood a figure exuding an aura of corrupted magic. A dark sorcerer, whose hunger for power had driven him to rob the night sky of its stars. He sought to monopolize the sky's magic, an act that had thrown the world beneath into chaos and despair. The air crackled with tension as the Star Weavers faced the sorcerer, their determination unwavering. Their journey, the trials they had endured, the allies they had gained, had all led them to this moment. It was time to confront the darkness that had robbed their world of its dreams. an epic battle ensued. A dance of light and dark, of hope and despair, of power and responsibility. The Starweavers with their ancient magic, the dragons with their brute strength, and the fairies' light magic fought the sorcerer. Each blow they dealt was a symbol of their resolve and a testament to their vow to protect their world. The sorcerer, a figure cloaked in shadows, his eyes ablaze with malice, unleashed torrents of dark energy, seeking to consume all that was good and pure. His magic was a twisted reflection of the Starweaver's own, a perversion of the very essence of creation. The battle raged on the moon's barren landscape, a place where dreams had once flourished, but were now withered and lifeless. The ground trembled, and the sky roared, as spells and incantations were hurled with ferocious intensity. The dragons, a thunder of ancient wisdom and might, took to the skies, their wings beating like the heart of the world. They breathed fire and ice, their roars echoing through the night, a symphony of power and defiance. The fairies, delicate yet fierce, danced through the air, their light magic weaving patterns of hope and healing. They sang songs of courage, their voices intertwining with the wind, a melody of resilience and grace. The Starweavers, their staffs aglow with the light of the luminary orb, stood strong, their magic a beacon of truth and honor. They chanted spells of protection and strength, their voices rising above the chaos, a chorus of unity and purpose. The confrontation was fierce. The moon's barren landscape illuminating with the magic released. The sorcerer's dark powers twisted and writhed, seeking to corrupt and destroy. But despite his malevolence, he was no match for the combined forces of the Starweavers, dragons, and fairies. With each clash, the sorcerer's darkness waned, his strength faltered, his resolve crumbled. The Starweavers pressed on, their magic resonating with the very soul of their world, a force of love and compassion that could not be denied. Finally, with a surge of energy that shook the heavens, the Starweavers unleashed a final, decisive spell. It was a spell born of sacrifice and wisdom, of understanding and forgiveness, a spell that transcended mere power and touched the very essence of existence. The dark sorcerer was vanquished, his darkness dissolved, his threat extinguished. His form disintegrated into wisps of shadow, a fleeting reminder of the darkness that once was. The moon's landscape began to heal, the barren soil blooming with the promise of dreams reborn. The stars twinkled in celebration, and the universe itself seemed to breathe a sigh of relief. The Starweavers, dragons, and fairies stood together, their hearts filled with triumph and gratitude. They had faced the darkness and emerged victorious, not through brute force, but through the understanding that true power lies in compassion, wisdom, and the courage to stand for what is right. With the sorcerer defeated, the Star Weavers wasted no time. Under the moon's glow, they started their sacred ritual, the Starlight Ceremony. This time, their magic was amplified by the strength of the dragons and the light of the fairies. The Star Weavers lifted their staffs high, and from the depth of their magic, stars began to burst forth, each brighter than the last. As the stars returned to the night sky, the darkness receded. One by one, each star found its rightful place, filling the world below with their familiar, comforting light. The Star Weavers watched as the night sky was once again adorned with its celestial tapestry, their hearts filled with relief and joy. Down in Eldoria, people looked up in awe as the stars emerged. The night was once again alive with its brilliant glow, a symbol of dreams restored and hopes rekindled. The Star Weavers had succeeded in their quest. They had returned the stars, the dreams, to their world. As they made their way back, the moon now a silent witness to their victory, they left behind a night sky shining with stars. Each one a symbol of their journey, their resolve. The Star Weavers, the guardians of the night sky, had fulfilled their duty, reminding everyone that even in the darkest times, stars will find their way back home. The dance of the cosmos had resumed. The world was at peace, and the dreams under the starlight lived on. Their world was safe once more, but they knew that their journey was never truly over, for the path of heroes is a path of eternal vigilance, a path that calls to all who dare to dream, to hope, to weave the tapestry of their destiny. In the heart of Eldoria, under the newly lit night sky, a tranquil peace had settled. The city was aglow with the warm radiance of the stars, each one twinkling like a dream brought to life. The people of Eldoria, humans and magical creatures alike, gazed up in awe and gratitude, their hearts mirroring the shimmering sky. High above, the Star Weavers, flanked by their mighty dragon allies and surrounded by the glow of the fairies, stood watchful. They were the guardians of the night sky, the weavers of dreams, the keepers of the cosmic dance. Their mission was far from over. Each night they would conduct the starlight ceremony, ensuring that the stars kept their appointed rounds in the vast ballet of the cosmos. The dragons, and the fairies too, had promised to assist, to keep the night sky beautiful, forever radiant with starlight. As the hour grew late and the world prepared for sleep, a soft melody began to fill the air. It was the Star Weavers, their voices weaving together in harmony, singing a lullaby to the stars and to all those under their soft glow. The lullaby, known as the Starry Lullaby, was a hymn of peace and rest, a gentle reminder of the cosmos's undying rhythm. "Rest now, O stars above," they sang, their voices a soothing balm. "Sleep in the cradle of the night. Dream the dreams of the cosmos. And with your light, set the world alight." The melody echoed across the land, carried by the gentle night breeze. It was a lullaby for the stars and the dreamers who lay beneath, a song of peace and harmony. As the lullaby echoed in the night, people nestled into their beds, their hearts filled with the promise of dreams. The world fell into a peaceful slumber, cocooned in the soft embrace of the Star Weaver's lullaby. As you listen to this tale, let your eyes grow heavy. Picture the night sky above Eldoria, adorned with countless stars, each one a dream waiting to be dreamed, a story waiting to be told. Imagine the Star Weavers singing their starry lullaby, their voices a soft whisper in your ear, lulling you into the realm of dreams. In your mind's eye, watch as the stars twinkle, surrendering to the call of sleep, their dreams handed over to you. Embrace the peace, the tranquility that the night sky offers. You are part of this grand cosmic dance, under the watchful eyes of the Star Weavers, the dragons, and the fairies. And as sleep begins to envelop you, remember the Star Weaver's promise. As long as dreams are dreamed, stars will adorn the night sky, and the celestial ballet will continue. Let that thought comfort you, lull you deeper into sleep. You are safe. You are at peace. And the universe sings you a lullaby. Good night, friend. May your dreams be as beautiful as the night sky. May they be as hopeful as the Star Weaver's quest, as radiant as the fairy's light, and as strong as the dragon's wings. Rest now, for the night is still young, and the stars await you in your dreams.